You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 25, Superstition by Stevie Wonder. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we're taking a look at Stevie Wonder's 1972 hit single, Superstition, a track that was intended to be a single for another artist. We'll talk about the lyrics and the background of the song in just a moment, but first, let's get a little history on Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder was born Steveland Hardaway Judkins in Saginaw, Michigan, on May 13, 1950. Born premature, he was placed in an incubator. However, the excess of oxygen in the incubator is believed to have exacerbated a condition known as retinopathy of prematurity, likely causing his blindness. That, however, wasn't going to stop him from musical genius, as he started singing in the Whitestone Baptist Church Choir, along with his mother, four brothers, and a sister, and later learned to play piano, drums, and guitar, all by the age of nine. In 1960, recommended by his friend John Glover, he was introduced to Ronnie White, a member of the Miracles and a cousin of Glover's. White introduced Wonder to Motown Records president Berry Gordy, who signed the prodigy to a long-term contract with his label. In 1962, under the name Little Stevie Wonder, he released his first single, I Call It Pretty Music, But the Old People Call It the Blues, which featured Marvin Gaye on drums. The song didn't chart, but a couple of follow-up albums and singles gave us the track Fingertips Part 2, a track included on the live album 12-Year-Old Genius. With this single, Stevie became the first artist to top the Hot 100, R&B singles, and album charts simultaneously, and due to his success had to change schools, moving to the Michigan School for the Blind in 1963. The next year, in 1964, Stevie Wonder dropped the little prefix and made an appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, as well as appearances in the teenage films Bikini Beach and Muscle Beach Party. In 1965, he released Uptight, Everything Is Alright, which helped reinvent him as a more mature artist. He made attempts to record songs with a social conscience, such as the cover of Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind, but because he was under the direction of Motown at the time, it would be later in his career before he'd be able to continue on that track. Several years later, in 1971, after a string of popular hits with Motown, Stevie turned 21, and his contract with Motown expired. Instead of renewing the contract as is, Stevie renegotiated a new contract with Motown that increased his royalty rate and gave him full artistic control over the music that he produced. The trust fund royalties that he had built up prior to turning 21 were used to build his own recording studio and start his own publishing company called Black Bull Music. His first album produced under his new contract was 1972's Music of My Mind, establishing his reputation for songwriting and production that would be the signature of his career. He followed that album up with Talking Book in late 1972, which would earn him the Edison Award and would also contain the track Superstition, his second number one single, and a defining moment in his musical catalog.
Bye.
The song features the very recognizable clavicle of the Tonto synthesizer, which Wonder would use throughout his career. The song itself is a slant against superstition, suggesting that people empower themselves over the things that they don't understand and ignore the hopelessness that comes with relying on fate. The song wasn't originally planned to be a Stevie Wonder single, however. Wonder wrote the song, intending guitar virtuoso Jeff Beck to record it and release it as a single first. The plan was that Beck's version would come out several months before Wonder's, safely beating his version to the singles charts. However, Motown, exercising their last bit of control over Stevie's music, released the song right before Beck's version, nabbing the number one spot for Wonder on January 27th, 1973. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.